Why would you think that I would steal that bag?
I don't know, David. Why did you steal my eyeliner?
That was a phase in high school.
Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host with the most strong tea on that one, Nate Williams. And I am joined, as always, by the Mascarad. By the doesn't mess with Tara, like tarot cards, you know, like the occult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stretch.
Super stretch. By the Despacerta. Ooh.
Shouldn't have started with mascara.
I should not have. I'm talking about my beautiful wife, Jennifer Ann Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, clap, 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 clap. Jen, I have a number of things to say to you. Number one, girl, I love you so much.
I love you too.
So much. And I love you for a number of reasons. Number one, you already know what I'm about to say, don't you? Mm-hmm. What do you think I'm going to say?
That laugh insinuates that booty.
I was going to say your heart. I love you for your heart. Okay. Why do you always take it to the dirt?
Because you laughed like...
That's true. I did set you up for that. I call that alley-oop. No, I love you for a number of reasons, Jen. One of those reasons more recently is your love for the holidays. And that's what this next 28 minutes are going to be about.
I can't wait. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you for picking a subject I love.
See? Christmas time is near. Happiness and cheer. I didn't say... there it is. I've been singing Christmas carols to Max.
Yay! Because he's going to be the next elf.
What?
From the movie.
Okay.
Who loves Christmas so much.
Got you. Elf was also a freakishly tall man who was hanging around kids.
We'll see.
The holidays.
Mom wants some weird stuff.
Okay. He'll be the next...
Papa Elf.
Okay.
Adopted him.
That's true. Okay. It's not weird. Will Ferrell, if you're listening, bro, I apologize. I didn't mean to insinuate nothing, bro. You're out here doing good deeds for the world. Did you know that they talked about making an Elf 2?
Yeah.
And Will Ferrell turned it down?
Yeah, they said that it was for like some... I actually overheard somebody talking about this in, I think, Home Goods.
Okay.
The other day, they were saying that they offered him like a lot of money.
Yeah, $10 million or something like that.
And like the production for the whole thing, I believe, was like $32
million. Yeah.
And they had the budget and everything. And why wouldn't he do it, though?
So he took a look at the script and he said the script wasn't good. And so when they would have to go around and do their... you know, tours on like, hey, check out this movie, you know, whatever. He said that he couldn't do that in good conscience with how poorly the script was.
He does know that it's one of the most watched movies of all time,
yeah.
Though, correct?
Yeah. That's not lost on him.
So why wouldn't he want to create another one?
So my thought is, I mean, if you're about your craft, you don't want your name attached to something that's poop. And sometimes, like, you honestly never know. Sometimes sequels are straight boo-boo.
It's true.
So he was like, man, I don't know how I feel about lending my name and months of time or whatever to a script that's not good. So
maybe he'll go back to the drawing board. Like,
that's my thought. I mean, it's been years, but I mean, that was one of his breakout roles, right? Like that's what launched him into Will Ferrellness, I think.
I don't think so. I think, like, Talladega Nights and all that came out before.
Really? Before Elf?
I think so. Elf was in, like, 2000. I think the year I graduated high school. I think it was, like, 2009.
Okay.
Look it up real quick. And I believe that there were a couple roles. Like, I mean, Step Brothers is old. Talladega Nights is old.
2003.
Elf is from 2003. So look at some of his, like, other roles. I think he was on the scene. Now, Zooey Deschanel, however, I do believe that was her breakout.
I see. That's what launched her in New Girl and all that stuff.
And music.
Got you. No, that's true.
Yeah.
I think she was doing like a little side music project type thing before then. But yeah.
But that like singing in the shower thing that she did.
Launched her.
Yeah, I believe so.
True. I wonder if she was cast as the role before or they were looking for someone who could sing too.
I don't know.
I feel like singing was kind of integral to her whateverness.
I'm not sure.
Favorite Christmas movie, go.
It might be The Grinch with okay. Jim Carrey.
I remember seeing that. I'm pretty sure I watched that in theaters.
It's such a good one.
I feel like that came out like in the 90s.
Yeah.
Right? Like 97, 98?
I don't know.
Let me look
it
up.
If it did, like, it's pretty well produced for being that old.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, like, I think around that time they were also making stuff like Jurassic Park and all that stuff. So, like, building a big, elaborate set, you know what I mean? But even still, like, they really get you into that world, you know?
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
It's the way I see it. Okay, not the Grinch. Grinch, Jim Carrey. That's what I need.
Yeah,
Jim
Grinch,
Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. So this is actually called How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and that came out in 2000. So I was
2000.
Yeah, so I was 10 when I saw it. And I'm pretty sure I saw it in theaters. There's a lot of suggestive stuff in that movie. It's a great movie. The reason why I'm talking about Christmas right now is because I believe today's Thursday, correct? Tomorrow,
yes.
November 12th, also my sister's birthday. Mm-hmm. So I will be up late tonight making a birthday song for her. I do that every year. We will be decorating for Christmas. Is that accurate or inaccurate?
Yep, we're doing it.
So I was also thinking, I was thinking about this morning. They have something on YouTube called Vlogmas where they vlog the 12 days of Christmas. I am thinking of instituting a Podmas where we do a podcast the 12 days leading up to Christmas.
We'll see.
It is a... intense undertaking, but I think it'd be fun to do, you know? Like, it's just daily for, you know, almost two weeks.
Okay.
We talk all the time, so it's not like it's not going to be tough. We can do one about cookies and, you know, we can get into it. I'm saying right now, I'm speaking in faith, we're going to do it. Podmas, everybody. Everybody who has Jen's number, text her right now and say, Podmas 2021, let's get it. That's a long text message. You could just say hi or something like that. All right, so, Jen, when it comes to decorating for Christmas, where did the passion come from?
I wish I knew. I have no idea.
Because it's intense.
It's only increased with time as well.
It's gotten frightening and detrimental to our bank account.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. So maybe it stems from my mom decorates like to the nines for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've shared on the podcast before, but she'll like swap out the soap dispensers in all of the bathrooms,
yeah.
The linens, the everything is like straight up Christmas, straight up Easter, like springtime. Everything has a lot of decorations.
Yes.
So I think that I just, like, grew up with, like, our house would just, like, change all the time as
I
far
see.
As decor.
Yeah.
And it, like, always felt like the season that we were in, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and then, like, when it came to Christmas, like, my mom still has, like, multiple trees. And
yeah.
It's, like, this huge thing. And then when I was really little, it was outside they would do, like, a light show. They had these, like, massive things. This is before the inflatables.
True.
These massive cardboard cutouts that they would make, like, a nativity scene in the front yard. And, like, my parents just went all out for Christmas.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, like, in me that, like, you go all out for Christmas.
Mm.
And so, naturally, that is just what I do. I just, as soon as, like, Halloween is over, I just so badly want to.
Right.
Like, just get into it.
Well, that's, I mean... It's only been, we're not even 2 weeks removed from Halloween, and we're
yeah.
getting into it.
So I wanted to wait until the 15th, but that's like, because, you know, it's like middle of the month.
Right.
Because have you seen the, like, image? It's like the month of November and December, and there's like 3 days circled for Thanksgiving. And, like,
yes.
The rest of November and December are Christmas.
Yeah.
I feel that way as well. Although, like, towards the new year, I'm like, I'm done. I want it all down. I want, like, our fresh home back.
Right.
But so I don't want to set it up too early, but I also don't think if you wait until after Thanksgiving, like 4 weeks is like no time at all to have Christmas stuff up.
I see.
It's not, doesn't seem long enough, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a month, but I really do think that, I mean, everywhere there's already Christmas commercials popping up and
Yeah.
They're playing Christmas music on the radio, and there's ads for this like big festival thing that happens in Rehoboth, Shellville, right?
Yeah, Shellville.
There's a countdown for that. So people go all out for Christmas, and I do think that part of the reason why Christmas is so great is because of that hype and that anticipation. Mm-hmm. And the earlier you start that drum roll, the bigger the
the
crash is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd venture to say that growing up, we were not huge Christmassy people. My dad is listening, so shout out to you. I would look forward less about the presents and all that stuff. I would look forward to the Christmas meal. But also, Thanksgiving was a bigger holiday for us than Christmas, because Thanksgiving is strictly food based. For those who don't know, my dad is a chef, and so if we weren't doing
all out,
I mean multiple meats, you know, collard greens, macaroni and cheese, yams, or you know, sweet potato, however you want to call it, but we'll go all out. And so for me, looking back, Thanksgiving for me was a bigger deal than Christmas. So I can see how people are just like, yo, don't disrespect Thanksgiving like that and just jump straight to Christmas.
Right.
Thanksgiving is fantastic.
It is great, but I feel like, okay, and this is like, because food is a big part of the holidays, right?
Yes.
So like if the house is decorated for Christmas on Thanksgiving, it makes Thanksgiving also feel more festive
I
than
see.
If we were to just make an elaborate meal on
I feel
a Thursday.
You.
And then it'd be, like, over, you know?
Yes.
And then also, everybody decorates the day after Thanksgiving. Unless you're those of us that decorate before Thanksgiving.
Right.
You always decorate the day after Thanksgiving. But I go hard on Black Friday. You know,
yes.
I buy our deodorant, our soaps, our all that.
All that stuff.
So I'm, like, basically on the computer that Friday, so I don't have time to, like, decorate and set up.
Right.
So, like, let me just do it before then.
That makes sense.
And just, like, whenever makes the most sense to do it. And tomorrow makes the most sense to do it, I feel like.
Family Friday. Getting it done. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think that, so the way that I'm looking at Thanksgiving now, it's like Christmas Eve Eve. You know what I mean? Not the day before Christmas Eve, but it's like the warm-up for Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Is how it feels, and there's a big there's a big long runway for Christmas after Thanksgiving. Now, what I was going to say is that we didn't do a whole lot of decorating type stuff for Christmas when we were younger. My mom would put like garland around the banister, like two different colors. She'd do like a green garland and then maybe like a red one or something like that. We'd do that. We each had my grandma Williams on my dad's side. She knit us they were little bears. I can't believe I'm remembering this. They were bears holding a present with each one of our names at the bottom.
Oh, that's fun.
So I think one said Nathaniel. I think one said I can't remember if it said Tiff or Tiffany. Then Evan and Joseph, I believe. And each one of our bears were wearing a different outfit, holding a different
that's
present
sweet.
A different way. And so I don't know if she knit all of that or just put, like, our names on it. But I remember once those went up. And I should ask my mom. Okay, Max. What's going on, buddy?
Hey. Hey.
I should ask my mom if they still have those stockings. Because that is nostalgic. Like, that's what I think of Christmas-wise.
Yeah. I wonder if they're in your box.
No, I don't think so. He's just screaming out. Come on, come on,
he's
brother.
He's playing.
Okay.
Like, also screaming.
So yeah, no, that for me is Christmas. We had a tree. It wasn't a real tree because all of us in the family are all allergic to everything. So that pine would, like, my mom would be destroyed. She'd be and Straw, you're familiar with that sound because I'd be doing that playing Call of Duty. So no real tree. We had an artificial tree. Oh, heavens me. Heavens
fit.
Me, buddy. You're doing a lot. Thank you, mother, for entertaining him.
What is that? That's your silk scarves?
We get that artificial tree out and get it popping that way. I don't want to... So I know that we're talking about Christmas. Now, the reason why Christmas is on the brain is because church-wise, we've started talking about like what Christmas is going to look like. Two biggest holidays for Christian folks is Easter and Christmas. And those are huge for church folks as well, because if you work at a church, those are the times where people come the most, Christmas and Easter. I think people have, like, they feel like a innate obligation, if you will, to go to either one of those services. Uh-huh. And historically, in the churches that I've worked at before, or, you know, churches I've been to before, you tailor the message and the whole kind of church experience to someone who is new or someone who's attended, but like they, like they're not setting up roots, you know, setting up shop uh-huh. at church or whatever. And so I think that that's wise, because you really want people to realize, like, hey, you can come other Sundays during the year. And, you know, Christmas is about, you know, the birth of Jesus and all of that. And that's the, you know, greatest gift type of thing. And I think that people can, you know, oftentimes forget that. But anyway, at church, we're talking about the Christmas plans and all that stuff. Before I jump into all of the Christmas stuff, and I'll save that for Podmas, it is going to be a thing. What are our Thanksgiving plans as of now? Help me understand what the plan is.
Me, you, and Max hang out at the house.
Yes.
And then Mom cooks all day.
Okay, you make it sound like I'm just going to be on the couch playing with my belly button while you're slaving away at the on the couch.
No.
Do you want to do anything more? I mean, do you want to, like, reach out to somebody who it might, like, it just might be them too, or are you, or are you wanting to?
Alone.
Anybody else alone?
That
sounds sad. Anybody alone? Y'all want to do Thanksgiving with us?
Alone for Thanksgiving?
Anybody out there?
No, but seriously, we will be by ourselves at the house. It'll literally look like today with better food.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you
Does that not feel sad to you?
See, Thanksgiving is not for me. Like, it's a great holiday. I love the food and everything. Love a good stuffing / dressing, whatever you call it.
Right.
Love that. But that's like my favorite part right there.
But the past two Thanksgivings that we've done, where my dad kind of helped us, like, we'd call my dad on FaceTime and he would help us essentially virtually cook our meal.
Well, it turned out great. Last Thanksgiving we didn't do that. Well, yeah, we did with the ham. But last Thanksgiving we ordered from a restaurant that was doing like $50 Thanksgiving to go.
Yeah,
it was not good.
We were knee-deep in COVID, you know. It was just easier.
No, we didn't have COVID. I was very pregnant.
No, it was during the COVID season.
Yeah.
No, we didn't have COVID.
We were knee-deep
COVID. We were knee-deep in, like, the quarantine-type situation. So we just ordered out, picked it up, took it home, heated it up.
It was good.
It wasn't good. If I remember correctly, it was not very great.
Good. No, it was all moist because they put it in the containers hot.
Yeah.
And it just creates condensation.
It was
everything
wet.
Just gets wet.
But it got the job done, Thanksgiving-wise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You disagree.
No, but this year I'm making, like, legit
You're
stuffing.
Doing it all?
Yeah.
I think that the cranberry sauce that you made was delicious.
Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, peeling the oranges and everything, y'all. I don't play around.
She's not dinking
everything
around out
homemade.
Here.
Homemade. Remember we put the bread out? We got a fresh loaf of bread.
Sliced
it.
Yep. Put it out. Let that. Yep.
Let it dry.
I remember.
Stuffing. Yeah. It's like a whole thing, y'all.
It was incredible. The ham.
I did it all from scratch.
The ham was good.
I don't know why I'm that way.
No, I mean, I think that's part of, like, the feeling of, that's
right.
That's the holiday, you know, like, there's a difference between getting, like, a thing of cookie dough and just putting it on the tin thing or baking it. Yeah. So, no, I get it. I understand. And chances are this episode, now that I'm thinking about it, this episode will come out near Thanksgiving. So, this is going to be all about Thanksgiving.
Before.
I think
what
the week of.
So, you said your dad would make collard greens and
macaroni
and cheese.
Yeah, macaroni and cheese.
Which I think that year that we tried to make our own, which was 2 years ago in Texas. Actually, that's not true. 2 years ago, we were with my family in Kansas.
Right. And
so
we went
3 years ago.
2 years ago, did we go to the Chinese buffet?
No, that was on Christmas Day because everything but the Chinese buffets are open. I mean, closed.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah, last Thanksgiving we were with your family. We went to your Aunt Rhonda's house.
Yeah, we probably didn't make anything at all.
No, we just showed up.
Like Thanksgiving, does it?
No. And when I met the Middle Eastern dude that your cousin is engaged to, married to, dating?
She's dating.
Okay, dating.
Yeah, we played games. That was fun. But back to what I was saying, 3 years ago, I'm pretty sure that we tried our hand at your dad's mac and cheese and it did not turn out great.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I don't think it was very good.
I'm trying to think.
Maybe we didn't try it.
I don't think we... The thing is, I don't think we did. I remember adding milk to something and I was surprised, like, whoa, what's going on? But that was, I think, the baked potatoes, like the twice-baked potatoes or...
Yeah, those are so good. I want to make those again this
maybe
year.
It was mashed potatoes or something like that. But we were pouring milk in there and butter and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
so good. Mashed
I remember it
so
was good.
You know what as well? I don't think... Maybe we did make twice baked potatoes. I'm so excited to do that again. But we're also doing a Friendsgiving, so that's fun. Never done that before.
Yeah.
We're doing that next Saturday.
Do you want to try and, like, try to make some of our staple things?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ham isn't fitting to happen for everybody. No. No. That ham costs money.
Well, ham more so than cheap. That, I don't know how to keep it hot. Like, I think Alexis...
Bless you.
Might have to do... Oh, that's not going to work, actually.
How so?
They got the vid.
Ooh, true.
They won't be quarantined for 10 to 14 days after.
Not this Saturday, but the Saturday coming up. Hold on, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, check the.
Well, 14 days. If they got it sick on this past Monday, 14 days would be.
From that Monday.
Right.
So, oh, it's supposed to be next Saturday?
Well, I think now the quarantine is technically 10 days.
I think so. I think you're right,
too. But are people going to want to go into their home literally, like, that would be the 10th day?
This would be next 7, 8, 9 days. No. 10 days would be, so if they were sick on the 6th, or 8th, the 18th would be 10 days. 19th is Saturday, so it would be 12 days. Almost 2 weeks. Right? Max, what's going
Maybe.
On, buddy?
I'm not really sure.
I think the sun's hitting him in his eyes.
It. Oh, I'm sorry, Beards.
There we go.
There you go. It's your world, baby. We're just living
We're
in it.
We're just living
oh,
in it, buddy.
Here he goes.
Here you go. Screaming out. Okay, sir.
I said, if okay. It's my world, get me out this
then
chair.
Get me out this chair, then. Why y'all playing with me?
We're almost there, baby. We're going to go eat some lunch.
8 minutes, sir, and we're going to eat some healthy foolishness. Favorite Thanksgiving side?
A toss-up between the sweet potatoes and marshmallows,
yeah,
which I love.
Yeah.
So it's a toss-up between that stuffing and twice-baked potatoes.
Max, I'm going to need you. Okay.
Max.
All right.
That's level
and that's,
two?
Yeah, that's level two. He might take it up to level three.
I know.
And the thing is, y'all, he's absolutely fine.
Yeah, he's looking at us
he's
like,
looking at us
just
like
please.
I just want somebody to hold me.
Honey,
okay,
we can't.
Buddy.
We're driving down the road.
Sorry, sir. I got to focus on the
Hi,
road.
Baby.
And hosting.
Do you want to hold my hand?
You're making it very difficult to host this podcast.
Hi. He's smiling.
Nice smiling,
at me.
Yeah.
He's ridiculous. He is literally ridiculous.
He's like, I just wanted to touch you.
Here, there's my hand.
I used to be so, like, annoyed with people, like, making their baby say things that, like, they're clearly not saying. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just want to.
But the thing is, we know him, so we do know what he is saying without being able to use his words.
I do believe that that's what he's saying.
Yeah. Can somebody just please get back here in this seat with me?
And I told myself I wouldn't talk. I wouldn't talk baby talk. I wouldn't do none of that stuff. But that's the stuff that makes him smile.
Out the window.
Immediately.
We're speaking his language.
Yeah. I'll be like, do you want your bubble, your bubble, your bubble?
He loves it.
Yeah.
They love the high pitch is what it is, I guess.
Yeah. My mom was doing that on FaceTime. But my dad was sitting right next to her. And he's like, honey. He's like, my dad's like, honey, stop.
Honey, we don't have to do all that.
You know, it's 8:15 at night. What are you, you're doing a lot.
Aww. Holding my hand.
I am a little sad that we aren't going to be able to spend time with either one of our families on Thanksgiving. That is Thanksgiving for me, is spending time with the family. We could ask and see if Tiffany and Evan would want to come. I mean, I know that Tiffany is going to be with Chris and his family on Thanksgiving itself. Yeah, I guess it wouldn't make sense. I know, and Evans doesn't live here
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, Evan lives
Dang.
In Florida.
That's Damn, we're really
work.
By ourselves out here, yo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We're out here alone. That's
Did we
fine.
Already... We already asked the straws, right? what they're doing?
No, but their whole families, both sides, live right by them. They're not coming here for Thanksgiving.
You think they cancel? I mean, we'd go there. You know what I'm saying? What if we did
they're
like
they're going to go with their families, and we're not going to go with their families. But they're going to go with their families.
Hear me out. This is a wild idea. Hear me out. We do a Thanksgiving Eve with them, you know, the day before. We do a Thanksgiving Eve type situation. We treat it like a vacation type thing, and we spend the Thanksgiving weekend with them.
Like, for instance, Thanksgiving's on a Thursday.
Right.
So we go there on Wednesday.
Yep. We get there on Wednesday. And I bet, so we do the Thanksgiving thing with them. We do a combined thing because they're family. What up, y'all? They'll do their Thanksgiving thing with their, you know, family and
on
all that
Thursday,
stuff.
On Thursday, and we just hang out at their house.
We just chill. Okay. We could hit the outlets or whatever, or, you know, who knows?
Outlets. There's not outlets.
Annapolis,
baby.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to get
on
into.
On Thanksgiving Day, I think we need to stop. We need to pause and we need to think this through.
Okay. But I do think that this is one of my better ideas. And
also,
I really.
Also, does Adeline want to give her bedroom up every single month? I don't know. You know? I don't know. Because we're going in December as well.
We'll have to ask her. She told.
Okay, babies.
She
okay.
told me I could just help myself. That's what she said verbatim. Did we tell y'all that? We didn't. No, Max is
Max
going.
Isn't
he's yeah. He's
let
not.
Us
he's not letting
you.
Us. He's not letting
nope.
us say it.
But all it's right. hilarious.
It is funny. All right, we're going to take a quick little breaky poo. The last two episodes leading up to this have only been like a half hour long. Maximilian, Nathaniel Williams. Okay, there it is. Got it.
Yep,
all right, yo,
two.
We'll be back.
Wait,
it's level
go.
Three. That's level three. Dang. All right, y'all, we'll be right back. Max is losing it. Cue the transition music. All right, there we go. And we're back. And it's actually the following day. We last left off, Max was losing it. I forget where we were in front of. Did we go to Walmart?
Yeah.
That was yesterday?
No, that was on Tuesday.
Did we do anything yesterday? We didn't drive anywhere yesterday?
Mm-mm, no, we just decorated yesterday.
Okay, so that was 2 days ago. Okay. So where we last left off, I proposed the idea to go to the Straws for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I asked Straw what they're doing for Thanksgiving, and he said that they're going out of town to go see Mal's, like, grandparents' side, I think.
I
said, true. All right, well, then never mind, man. He's like, but I only think that we'd be gone for like Thursday. I think we'd be back on Friday. So we could be with them Friday into Saturday afternoon.
Friday is my shop day.
Oh, Black Friday.
Yeah.
Well, it's fine. We'll just kick it at home then.
Yeah.
There was someone else that was saying
I just would
they,
not be a good... guest, because I will literally be on my computer all day.
Well, I can ask him if he'd be about that. Or do you want to do that in the privacy of our own home?
Well, I don't need privacy to do it, but I don't.
You're not wanting to be like, hey.
Like, hey, we're coming over there so I can online shop all day while you guys hang out.
No,
I don't know.
I feel you.
Because it's like intense. Like, refresh all these pages that I had previous up. It's like I go really hard.
No, I know you do. I've seen you in action. And you don't you think that guest wise it'd be.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be somebody's guest.
Got you.
And then also Holly is coming.
True. That
Holly's
first week.
Coming on Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, that's confirmed.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
True.
So she'll be here.
You know. All right. Yeah, no, that's totally fine, totally fair. I was just trying to think of something for us to do like the day of Thanksgiving. But that's okay. I think that our Friendsgiving will be a life-giving-ish thing for us. And I just didn't want us to be by ourselves, like alone on mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, if it could be avoided.
Right.
There was someone else that said that they weren't doing anything for Thanksgiving, and I forget now. Like someone that we know. Was like, I'm not going anywhere, or I'm not doing anything.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I've never heard anybody say that but us.
Maybe I don't know. I can't remember, and I was going to tell you, like, oh, so-and-so, like, these folks aren't doing anything. I don't know. I forget. I completely forget.
I feel like anybody would have us over, but I'm cool with doing it just us.
Okay. That's fine by me. I was going to put a bow on this, but I want to talk about yesterday. Yesterday, we broke out those... Wait, that's not... No, you're right. You're right. The last time we talked was on Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yesterday was Friday, Family Fun Friday, and we decorated for Christmas.
Yes, we did.
Could you tell the people the vision you had for the tree? And just how that came to fruition, fruition.
Did I have a vision for the tree?
I know that the vision didn't include me. Excuse me. Was that in my back of the throat? Every time I put a ornament on, it was in the wrong place. Excuse me. I think it's allergy season.
You won't be spreading them out. You should be like, oh, this will look right good right here by this one. It's like, no.
It didn't. Isn't it like three is company, so two isn't as bad? You need them to like all half an inch to the left, to the right.
Yeah, they have to be like evenly distributed throughout the tree.
Yeah.
I feel like another thing that we've done, and it's not really been it's been like a subconscious thing, is most of our ornaments match each other.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I feel like Christmas needs its own.
Oh, it is. We're not doing all that.
I was about to dig into all the different types of ornaments.
No, we don't have to do all that. Let's put a pin in Thanksgiving. But we did the Christmas decorating thing again, another podcast. That's what the main part of this next one will be. But I asked in a poll, I said, when is it best to decorate for Christmas? After Thanksgiving? Or whenever you want to. And I have not looked at the poll yet. Could you pull that up? I don't really know how to...
Sure.
Your activity. Maybe you go to the thing itself.
The story and then... Yeah. And then...
Okay.
Yep.
So, let me see. 48% of people said after Thanksgiving. And 52%, I'm guessing. Come on, go back.
Yeah, it said 52.
52% said, I mean, that's simple math. 52% said whenever you want to. Now, there are people who commented and, like, explained why. And I think that there was someone said something that was really good. So Amanda O'Brien said after. But there was somebody who commented and gave a really good explanation as to why not. I can't remember if it was on Instagram or Facebook. Let me look here. No. Okay, here we go. Okay. So Jen Sparks said, can you read that? I can't do both.
Already did it earlier this week. Put all three trees up and I'm so happy to look around and see all the prettiness. I still left a little gourd on my kitchen table just until Thanksgiving.
Our pumpkins got the boot. Mm-hmm. It was either the pumpkins or those wooden Christmas trees. And, well, let's just say the pumpkins are no longer with us. Yeah. May they rest in pieces. I didn't smash them. No, they're just in the trash can. Yeah, those gourds didn't make it. Someone else said something too, and it made sense. All right. Mal, there we go. Nifty 50. Can you click on Mal?
Oh, yeah. The day after Halloween.
Okay, there it is.
She has had her decorations.
Has she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She sent me photos.
Okay. I need to see those photos. All right. Maria said...
Definitely before Thanksgiving. Sometimes November 1st at the earliest, but I can't get enough.
True. And what you were saying makes sense. I mean, I think you're saying in this episode, a month isn't long enough to celebrate.
Yeah.
And
well, you redecorate the whole house.
Right.
It's like for what, 25 days if you wait until after Thanksgiving?
That's not enough. All right, there's another one. I can't keep queuing it up. Which? So click on Chase's. I think his is funny.
Whatever gets me a freak in the sheets is what I do.
So I think that Callie said, whatever the wife wants. Okay, that's what he said. I believe the, what did he say first?
I believe the third option, that would be when the missus wants to.
Exactly. I said that's the option I go for. whenever you want to. I'm like, all right, let's get it. And then he said, hey, man, whatever it takes to get to know my wife in a more intimate fashion. All right, what else? I think there's another one. I think it's Alex. Alex is the one who said something.
I would have decorated earlier, but we are in Mexico. Decorated last night. Yep. I know him. I knew she's a real one.
Yeah. There's somebody else. It's not any of these people. Click on Angie. I think that she might have just replied to... Oh, there it is.
Only
yep,
after
it's Angie.
Thanksgiving
yep.
Because we get a cut tree and it would dry up by Christmas.
That's what it was. And
actually,
so that
a
makes
lot
sense.
Of people... Like, a couple people text me that as well.
And said what?
All my decorations are up except for our Christmas tree because we get a real one, which we can't get a real one
no.
because Nate's allergies are ridiculous.
Would you want a real one?
I've never had a real one in my life, so yes, I'd love nothing more.
All right. I say when Max is old enough to, like, walk and, like, point at things and be like, I want that one. That's when.
We could
when.
Try it 1 year.
Yeah.
I've heard they're, like, actually a hot mess. You have to keep them watered like a plant.
Oh, screw that.
Right? You have to keep them watered like a plant so that they don't dry out. But, I mean, it's a cut tree, so it's going to dry out. There's no root.
Well, I guess...
you keep it wet, like you keep the bottom wet, and then it also sheds sharp needle, like, you know, tree needles on the floor.
I'd like to do it 1 year just to say that we did.
Yeah, me too.
And well, then yeah. never do it again.
Because you know how hype I get to go to the pumpkin patch. Like, how much more so with, like, it's like the Christmas version.
Yeah.
And I love Christmas.
I think to make a full-grown Christmas tree, it takes 7 years.
Good night. And then yeah. we just cut it down and throw mm-hmm. it away. Wow, that's...
Yeah.
That's not good. Maybe
I forget.
We shouldn't do that.
And the, so they have... This is a whole nother episode. We got to stop talking about Christmas. But they have a thing where you can, like, essentially rent a Christmas tree with, like, it's still in the dirt and all that stuff, and then give it back because I forget how much...
That would be better, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I forget how much waste it is or whether it's, like, a water consumption thing or, like you said, like, we cut a joint down and then use it for a couple weeks and then throw it away. So
right.
it's a, hey, you use it for
Dang.
The season, then you give it back and they replant it in the ground.
Yeah, actually, unless we do that, I don't want to get a real tree because
okay.
that's very wasteful.
Yeah. I'd have
Poor
to look
tree.
At the I'd have to look at the stats or whatever. All right.
Do you know what? One thing I wanted to say.
Is it about Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay. Go on, use it because next
well,
one's going to be about
I
Christmas.
Was over at Brigida's house, you know, and they have those real tall ceilings like we have.
Right.
And she was asking... Amy, so our other friends, Amy and Pat, own a garden center, and Brigida texted Amy and asked her when would be a good time to get a tree for their, like, their really high ceilings, you know,
right.
and she wanted
yeah.
to support our friend's store. And Amy said, we actually are not able to get trees in this year. There's a tree shortage. We're not going to have...
Wow.
Christmas trees to sell this year. We can't find them for sale anywhere to buy.
Man.
Isn't that wild?
You think it's coronavirus type?
Maybe, but then I'm like, what are people doing with Christmas trees? But I guess, like, trees make paper? That's the only reason I could think why there would be a Christmas tree shortage.
I don't
it's
think
not
people
like,
are out here using Christmas trees for paper, though. I feel like there's, like, big lumber...
It.
There's like, I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know
why
either.
Would there be a Christmas tree shortage?
I don't know.
Maybe I know there's like a work, like,
yeah, there's like a worker workforce.
Shortage.
Yeah.
But so maybe there's just not people cutting them down as much as they used like last year. I honestly don't know. But Amy said we can't find Christmas trees anywhere to buy. So we're not going to have Christmas trees this year.
Dang.
And think about it. I was like a lawn place, like. That's got to be one of your biggest times of the year.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And they
Dang.
Can't find any.
Wow.
So I'm not really sure why there's a shortage of them.
I'm not sure either. So I'm doing social media stuff for this guy, John. He has a butcher shop in New Jersey. No, North Wilmington. And he's telling people now to put their order in for turkeys because
yeah.
he's going to... He's like, we run out.
Yeah.
You know, supplies
yeah, yeah,
don't.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, it's really hard for me to get them closer to the season. So put your order in for your turkeys now. And I thought about the, I mean, for one, the Renaissance Festival, we tried to buy the tickets before, gone. And I could just see how disappointed somebody would be if they, and I feel like there's a multiple sitcom episodes about somebody not getting the turkey until the last minute.
Yes.
Getting a small turkey.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah.
The ham.
Yep. So
it starts rolling.
Yep. So
oh, that is so funny.
I'm trying to
I
think.
I love Christmas movies. Dang, you see how I brought it right back to Christmas?
I'm trying to steer it. I'm trying to steer it elsewhere.
Dang.
It's not
my
working.
Bad.
Are there any Thanksgiving-ish type movies, like fall
yes,
specific type
that
movies?
Yes, remember that trash movie we watched last year and the year before? We were looking for that movie was stupid.
Was it the one that was like The Purge? Is that one?
It was like scary, like a scary Thanksgiving one, like dark and didn't make any sense.
Like they kidnapped somebody, like the voting one. We watched that a while ago on Hulu.
No, you remember the real stupid one?
Which one? Oh, wait. It's a
I
family
can see the guy's
in
face.
A
yes.
house that's
yep.
that's
They're
been revamped.
Around the table. Yeah, and it's like in London or something. It was so
oh,
dumb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. The thing but is, no, like, it looked no like it'd be funny.
Mm-hmm, yeah. They picked out the very best parts, I guess, for the preview. That movie was stupid.
Yeah, I remember that.
I can't really think of any Thanksgiving movies.
At first, I was going to say Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but that's more like we watched that around Christmas-ish.
Yeah, but it would be a good one to watch around Thanksgiving because it's not super-duper Christmas.
No,
it's kind of more
like
just, like, cold
holiday.
Outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holiday-ish.
Yeah.
You never seen Jingle All the Way, have you? Is it that? Is it,
that's Jingle what's All called? The Way? No.
It's a movie with Sinbad in it.
I think we may have watched it last year.
I don't think we did. I think I mention this all the time. Dang, it's a Christmas movie. All right. We gotta wrap this up.
Rapids
all right.
Quick.
Thanksgiving. No disrespect to Thanksgiving. This is a Thanksgiving episode, although we talked about Christmas for probably half of it. I think I asked you your favorite Thanksgiving dish, right? What'd you say?
Toss up between sweet potatoes, twice baked potatoes, and stuffing.
Did I tell you, and so this isn't a complete aside, did I tell you, so Moss is going, Moss, I apologize. If I throw you in the bus, dog, beep, beep, toot, toot, I am sorry. When I was talking to Moss last week, I think, he was saying that they're going to North Carolina to see Claire's sister and her girlfriend, and I think the parents are going. Wife, excuse me. And so they're going there, and I was saying, bro, I think in this around this time we were talking about going to go see Matt and Holly, possibly for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so he's like, yo, if you're in North Carolina, I don't care what it takes, like, we would be down to see you. Not only that, but you'd be more than welcome to come to
hang out with their
family. Yeah, hang out with the family. And I said, bro, that'd be awesome. And I said, no, honestly, man, no disrespect. Part of Thanksgiving is the community, the family type stuff, but also it is the food. And I said, man, I don't know if I want to do a white people's Thanksgiving. I'm just keeping it 100%. I said, bro, I don't know. And Ma said, man, every Thanksgiving, I got to do two Thanksgivings. One with, you know, her side of the family.
And
then and one
with good food.
Yep. And here's the and here's the thing. And this is no to many of the listeners are of the Caucastic variety, Caucasian, from the Isles of Wahite, if you listen to the Kev on Stage podcast. So a lot of white folks listening. Not to say that white folks aren't cooking, but I remember growing up, I don't know if I said this on the podcast before, I remember growing up and my friends would invite me to their house for dinner, and I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, like, sure, like, let's get it. Like, let's go. And I'd go, so this is early on in my life, I'd go, and they would have, like, one meat, one vegetable, and, like, milk to drink with the, with the dinner.
Yo.
And I'd be like,
that is such a white people
thing. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
And so it didn't take me long to realize I got to eat before I get to y'all's house. And so my dad, and the thing is, my dad's a chef. So I don't think this is the case, you know, worldwide, whatever. But my dad would have, like, it would be, all right, so we got steak. We also got, like, this roasted chicken, two different vegetables. Like, a bread of some sort, some juice or whatever. I mean, delicious. And like I was saying before, he'd always make more than enough food. And so there were times I go over to my friend's house and like there was just, it was just enough food for everybody to have like what was put on their plate.
Yeah.
And so
I'll say that's pretty common.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, it's uncommon to me. So I've been to some Waihite Thanksgivings, and the offerings are just a little bit different than...
Yeah, they can be bland. They definitely can be bland.
It's not the best. Now...
Which is so funny, because I grew up Waihite.
Yeah, right?
Obviously.
Right? Straight up?
And I didn't really notice that it was that big of a difference until I had your dad's cooking. And then I was like, oh my gosh, where is the salt in this meal, Mom?
Yeah. I mean,
just the salt. Just start with salt. All you're going to do is start with salt.
Salt
and a little
pepper.
Bit of pepper.
Listen. Like, salt and pepper and some garlic powder and some onion powder will wake these dishes up. Waihite folks, to the Waihite family.
Y'all aren't even ready for the Jamaican jerk seasoning.
They don't need all. See, they're not ready for that.
You gotta take baby steps.
You gotta take legit baby steps. I'm not gonna call nobody out, but Jen made some.
Are you calling me out?
No, I'm not calling you out. So Jen made some pumpkin chili. Ooh. And that joint was a flop.
That was not flavorful.
That joint was a flop.
I called Nate's dad. I'm like, well, we were on FaceTime with him. I was like, will anything save it? Like, what spices? He's like, brown sugar.
Yeah,
like,
we can't do none of that. He was talking about completely changing the flavor profile. He's like, well, you could put, he's like, the only way to save that is to
maybe add a banana and some jerk seasoning.
You know, change it up.
Change it into Korean, Cajun.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
No, we're just going to eat this. So anyway, so Jen made that, and somebody, I'm not going to say who it was, but someone was like, ooh, I need to get that recipe. And I thought, no, you don't. You don't need that recipe. And they kind of laughed. And then I thought, maybe you do, because it did have some.
She asked for it.
It did have some. I wasn't going to say gender or nothing.
You don't, whoa, my bad.
I feel like every time I'm trying to be like anonymous, you're like, yeah, she did say that with the brown hair that's down halfway to her back and her four kids.
with
her address and her last name. Yeah, but it's still anonymous. It's not. But then I was thinking, I remember having this conversation with Corey. I was like, fam, what do y'all eat on a regular basis? And look, I'm not coming at nobody's neck. They don't listen to this, no way. But what are y'all eating on a regular basis? You're not, there's no way you're going out to eat every single night. So what are you doing?
Lots of roasts.
Yeah.
Lots of roasts.
And look, I'm, to Mama Baker, I don't mean no disrespect. None. But we had roasts for Thanksgiving 2 joints ago, right?
No. When we lived with them, we had roasts, but not for Thanksgiving.
Where did we go to your aunt, whoever's house?
No. We had it at my parents' house because I was going to say something about that as well.
Oh, well then talk your talk. I feel like your mom made a roast for that.
No, when we lived there for 2 months, she made a roast. And you had some then. She didn't make it for Thanksgiving. My mom makes a turkey with the apple inside and the onion and all that. She goes all out.
Well, to call you out for just a moment. You don't like roast. You like A1 sauce.
No, I like Sweet Baby Ray's.
There it is. And you just cover whatever meat.
I just eat the meat like a pulled pork.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
The meat is just a vehicle.
I'm not out here for the roast.
No.
I'm out here for the sauce.
No. So, and my dad.
So true.
Something my dad taught me was,
a good meat doesn't need sauce.
Come on. Come on now.
But I always, when I go over there, I'm like, yeah, a little barbecue.
Oh,
I'm just so used to
it.
But
it's your
for
palate.
Him, it's like offensive. It's like, okay, that's fine.
Not
sure.
Deeply. If you cover, if you completely cover it. So what you do to your mom's roast, that would hurt my dad's feelings.
Yeah.
He'd be like, ain't no meat left.
I make it into a pulled pork.
It's drowning in sauce.
Yeah. I do that.
He would be like, ow.
But what I was going to say is, so 3 Thanksgivings ago. Wow, that's like a long time ago. This is going to be our 4th Thanksgiving married.
My goodness. Getting old.
Wow. Okay, so 3 Thanksgivings ago.
Where were we?
We were in Texas, and we called your dad, and he helped us through, like, most of the dishes.
Was that 3 Oh, wow. That was 2018. Wow. Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So that was our first Thanksgiving, and we called your dad, and he helped us make some things. That was my favorite actual Thanksgiving meal. That was
mine
amazing.
Too.
Remember
it was
we
delicious.
Fell asleep at, like, 2
yeah.
until
yes.
midnight or something. We woke up.
Yeah.
Like, dang, we fell asleep so hard. So that was my favorite that we'd ever made.
Right.
And we called your dad, and he had helped us make some things. The next one, we were in Kansas. And remember, my mom wanted to do some of your family favorites at the Thanksgiving. So she made collard greens.
That's right.
And your dad's mac and cheese.
That's right. And she was talking to him. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Yeah. I was just thinking of that because she was like trying to incorporate your families into our families. And so like,
wow.
it was just like really sweet. I forgot about that.
And so literally you just said that.
So it was at my parents' house.
And I think that they were FaceTiming yeah. each other and he was like helping and stuff. Uh-huh. And she's like, well, he said now put the bacon in there.
There was a ham hock or something in the collard greens that she was like having to find at the store.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah. Isn't that so cute?
Oh, man.
And then last year was trash because I was so sick and really pregnant.
Yeah, soups, dupes, pregnant. So we've only done my... Okay, so look. So I say we don't go anywhere for this Thanksgiving coming up. We do what we did for our first Thanksgiving.
I'm trying.
Call my dad.
I'm trying to find all those recipes.
Yes. And here's the thing. We need to write them down because, Dad, I love you. I know you're part of the Nifty 50. You don't write none of your recipes down.
Yeah.
I've told him this for years. And he's like... And so sometimes he'll
be
like, all
right. A little bit of this.
Yeah.
A pinch of that. And then... And every time it's different.
It's different. And, like, it tastes great, you know, mm-hmm. every time. But mm-hmm. I want to be able to recreate it. So I told my dad a long time ago, I was like, Dad, you make these awesome recipes. And he's like, son, I made this, you know, something, something, something or other. I was like, dang, Dad, sounds delicious. I was like, you write it down? He's like, nope.
Nope.
No, I didn't. I'll never be able to recreate that. Yeah. So so we do that. We tell him what's on the menu. I think that's what we did. That's what we did the first Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We tell him what we want on the menu and then step by step. And I think that he enjoyed doing it. I could be wrong, but we're going to have to do it, Jen. And I'm being serious because I know how you be. Your cooking is different than your baking. Baking, you're very precise. Cooking, you're like,
Yeah, baking, I'm
very
precise.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I put in there. So we're going to measure everything.
Can our next podcast be about Christmas?
It is.
Okay.
It is. So let's do that. We have Thanksgiving plans now. I'm excited.
Me too.
Want it to be exactly, and
me
I made it.
That
made
one was so
it was delicious.
Good.
Everything we made homemade cranberry sauce.
Yep.
The stuffing was delicious.
The
ham
was amazing. The
was
ham
great.
Was great.
We made twice baked potatoes,
and they were really good. And then something probably for dessert.
We did. I don't know about that. What we did. What was it? The sweet potato. I don't call it a sweet potato casserole.
Me neither. I just call it sweet potatoes with marshmallows.
That's what it is.
Not a big casserole fan.
No, I don't like the word casserole. The same way I don't like the word meatloaf.
Yeah.
All right. Let's put a pit on this. We got plans. The thing is, like, I wish that this was like my full time job. I mean, I don't. I enjoy what I do. But I wish, like, I could put this out, and then I'd say, hey, link in the bio for, you know, our family recipe for, you know, whatever.
That.
You know, like, have it multiple places, you know, and then also have a video version of this that people could stumble across on YouTube. Look, I got dreams, Jen, and I need you to see them. I need you to recognize them. I need you to support me and toot me up.
Do you know what is so funny?
Go on.
I was actually just texting Holly. She was like, hey, can I call you really quick? I was like, no, we're in the middle of a podcast. I'll call you after this episode. I was like, that sounds like such a tool thing to say.
Oh, call her.
No, I can't.
Put her on the end. Oh, is it? Okay. All right. So we put it. We be done?
Yeah.
We be done? All right. This has been the Nate Love Jen podcast. Man, thank you guys so much for listening. The Nifty 50 is growing, although I am not sharing on social media the way that I should be. I'm tripping. I need to do that. Follow us on Instagram and at Nate Loves Jen for me, at Jen Loves Nate for Jen. I haven't posted anything in a while. I'll post Max's picture today. Max is 7 months today.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday. Max is seven months. Also, it's my sister's birthday, so Tiffany, happy birthday. I know you don't be listening to this, but it's fine. It's fine. I think that's all I got. Subscribe if you haven't already. Leave a review. There better be, the next time I look, there better be 50 reviews. Y'all playing games with me. I need these reviews because it bumps our thing up in the charts. It makes us more discoverable.
I know that's right.
All right. That's all I got. Be blessed. Don't be stressed. Do more and say less. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.